WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A White House meeting today between congressional leaders and President Biden working to avoid a partial government shutdown. The deadline this Friday, House Speaker Mike Johnson called talks productive, but still wants to tie U.S. border funding to a spending bill and the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. France says it's open to sending French troops to Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, when asked, says the U.S. is not weighing that option.
We'll let President Macron speak for his military and what he is or is not willing to do with his troops. The president's been clear. He does not support U.S. troops involved in this conflict in Ukraine.
Polls are open for a few more hours in Michigan. Voters are casting ballots in the presidential primaries. Some voters say they may put down uncommitted to send President Biden a message that they want a ceasefire in Gaza. The president says he's hopeful a brokered deal can be reached by next week. This is ABC News. Macy's is planning to close more than 100 stores as it shifts toward what it hopes will be a more profitable future.
It's Macy's Mother's Day sale now.
If your Mother's Day plans traditionally revolved around getting her gifts at Macy's, you might have to either pay more or look elsewhere. The company plans to close about 150 underperforming stores over the next 3 years to instead concentrate on the luxury market, which has been outperforming regular Macy's stores. The company also owns Bloomingdale's and the cosmetics chain Blue Mercury. Macy's says it'll open up more of those locations in the coming months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel has sold at auction for nearly $14,000. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was originally bought in 1997 from a bookstore in London with two other books for a total of 50 cents. Hanson's auctioneers say the uncorrected proof was sold to a private buyer in the UK. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 o'clock tonight, the chance of severe weather. 413 high school students will get hands-on training in four new possible career paths this year. Business administration and education were added to the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program last fall. Students take 1 or 2 years to take classes about their chosen field while getting experience outside the classroom. More than 8,000 students signed up for apprenticeships in Wisconsin last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked 5th in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago. Now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying, and is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Council. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers and it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you capture or just let it slip.
Yo,
his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, his vomit on his sweater already. Spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes
Right in the next cipher, best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the Jack. I was just letting you know I took a mental health day today.
Open air market.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto Kids. Pepto Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Ken's Carpet wishes the best to our area sports teams during tournament basketball action.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
At least one stinker in every bunch of songs in a row. That's the Jack FM promise.
Entertain me.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. Yeah, he's seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
103.1. Jack FM.
Change. I close my eyes.
accepting your backhanded compliments at 866-930-JACK. Jack FM's line for 10 purchases or more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with some snow showers tonight, a low near 5 above, but windy. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, early clouds and maybe a lingering flurry, then some sunshine for the afternoon, but colder, high in the upper teens. Warmer Thursday, near 40. Right now, it's 36.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. FM. Crazy delicious.
snow.
Mom?
Yep.
All right, welcome to tonight's broadcast here on 103.1 Jack FM. I'm Steven Jetlin bringing you the game between Iola Scandinavia Thunderbirds hosting the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in the first round of the basketball tournament here at the end of the season. Iola is the 6th seed, hosting Schwamigan is the 11th seed. Whoever wins this game goes on to play Edgar, who's the 3rd seed of the tournament. So stakes are high as it's one-game elimination, and I've already casted a few games that have been in different brackets for the girls' basketball, and emotions are high, and the competitive spirit is just as high, and you can see that not only in the court with the play, but as well as the stands that fill up, both in the visitor section as well as the home section. You can see it in the student section. They fill up almost immediately. As people filter in, they fill it in real quick. And so it's always great to see the community rally around their teams, both the home teams as well as the visiting teams. Screaming Eagles, it's important that they get loosened up tonight because they had a near three-hour bus ride to get here. And sometimes that can throw off your rhythm when you have to do something out of the ordinary like that. Whereas Iola, the Thunderbirds, have the advantage not only in seating, but the fact that they didn't have that big long bus ride. So I think they just need to focus on what they always do, come out fast, loose, and we will see what kind of a game we have today. I want to thank some of today's sponsors, Smart Plumbing and Heating, Signature Signs, Ken's Carpet Center, as well as Silly Goose Silent Sports for making all of this possible and coming together once again, like I said. And the community aspect really uplift the sports at the high school level. Thank you so much. All right. Teams have cleared the courts. They're heading to their sidelines, to their benches. Refs are greeting. Coaches are talking, getting their plans going. We are just about ready for this game to start. Pretty soon you'll hear the buzzer. We'll get the starting rosters. We'll get the national anthem. And before you know it, we'll have tip-off and game. Thanks for joining here again tonight here on 103.1 Jack FM, as well as the Civic Media app. You can go ahead and download that on your phones and not only listen to the game, but also listen to the recording of the game afterwards. So if it's, you either miss it or you had to walk away and do something, you always come back later and revisit that at a future date. All right. And with that, buzzer is off. Pretty soon we will be moving in, but before we do that, we're going to kick it in. Going to get the intros rolling here. See what We're going to see if the starting rosters are getting announced. No, not yet. So before we get all of that underway, we're going to kick that into a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pre-game muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the game between Iola Thunderbirds and the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. As the national anthem is about to finish up, and we will be underway. The band is doing a wonderful job in the rendition of our national anthem tonight. And with that, the crowds are cheering, clapping, and we are just about ready to get started. If you're joining us here tonight, my name is Stephen Jetlin on behalf of 103.1, Jack FM, and Civic Media App. We'll be bringing you the game tonight between the Iola Thunderbirds hosted the Swamigan Screaming Eagles at the start of this elimination, single elimination tournament. Screaming Eagles are 11th seed, Iola is the 6th seed, and pretty soon we are going to have the announcement of our starting rosters. Okay. Right now we're getting our presentation by the athletic director about the culture that we have here and our high school sports and sportsmanship that we see regularly upheld. I think that's one of the big bonuses that I've seen in our many, many districts across Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin, is not only do they compete hard, go hard, and sometimes you see them change words to the court, but at the end of the day, they shake hands, they recognize the great sport they're playing and the level of sportsmanship that is not only taught, but it is shown by them to be complimented. And we thank our coaches and school districts for doing that. Starting roster for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Number 4, Marcus Purdy, will be starting. Number 10, the Robert Schinnebeck, will be starting as well. Number 11, Jeremiah Miguel. Number 15, team captain A.J. Morgan. And then lastly will be number 30, Cooper Michalski. That's your starting lineup for the visiting team, Swamigan Screaming Eagles. And from there, we'll be moving into the starting lineup for the home team, the Thunderbirds. I'm going to have a lot of fun saying that name tonight. I think it's a great mascot name. As right away, the crowd's getting into it. We have number 3, Norson Rodriguez, as starting roster. Number 3 would be Alexander Robbins. Robert Opperman will be number 5. Next would be number 21, Ors Loken. Number 12, Carter Mellum. And then lastly, to round out the starting roster, number 15, Gavin Hoyer. That is your starting lineup for the home team, the Thunderbirds, here tonight. Once their huddle's complete, their captain's given their word, we're going to have ourselves a ball game. Love basketball. Right. Refs are taking place. Everyone's back on the bench.